In the lunchtime edition, the Ministry of Transport and Works to outsource more of its services to small contractors after the success of a road cleaning pilot project. The Deputy Prime Minister, Sanchia Bradshaw, expects this to create additional jobs. The Sanitation Service Authority to add even more new trucks to its fleet as it promises householders improve garbage collection. Security companies seeing increased demand for their services from businesses and individuals amidst concern over crime. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. A number of small businesses will get contracts providing services to the Ministry of Transport and Works after what the Deputy Prime Minister Sanchia Bradshaw says has been the success of a pilot project using small landscapers to clean the roadways. Government has deemed as a success a pilot project using more than a dozen small landscaping businesses to clean the highways. Ms. Bradshaw, the Minister of Transport and Works, has outlined a plan to give even more work to small businesses. She was speaking during the launch of an entrepreneurial development program for landscapers and their employees that have been involved in the Highway Beautification Project. Under the pilot project launched in October last year, 15 small entrepreneurs have been assigned to maintain a minimum of 20 kilometers of road monthly in various parishes.
We have approximately 15 teams working on this program. We started with about 9. We're in the pilot phase still, so we're tweaking and we're fine-tuning. And I'm sure in the course of this evening, I will get some feedback from all of you as to how it is going. Is it working for you? Certainly, as I said, it is working for us. And I really want to thank all of you, the owners and all of the workers, because without you, we would not be able to boast of the significant milestone that we have made in relation to changing the approach and reimagining NTW and what it stands for.
Ms. Bradshaw thinks it's a model that can be expanded to other ministry services to provide employment opportunities.
This model that we are using on this program is being replicated across NTW. We have said to the staff, identify the core areas that NTW needs to focus on. So whether it is drainage, whether it is signage, it doesn't matter. We've said, look at what are your core areas. And anything else that we can't manage, it means that you will need to identify a scope of works and you need to outsource it. So in the near future, you will see additional work out there for persons to deal with the issues of drainage. I mean, you all clear the drains and you open the drains and stuff. But there are areas where the drainage unit needs additional capacity.
The Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Transport and Works, Sanchia Bradshaw. The Sanitation Service Authority, SSA, having imported 27 new trucks, says it will be boosting its fleet even further. And with some householders still complaining about garbage collection, the SSA chairman, Ramon Aling, promises continued efforts to improve service with a target of 2 collections a week by April.
So we've done a good job in getting in a number of vehicles in record time. Collections have improved since they've hit the ground, and the improvement will continue. We aren't where we need to be, and we aren't where we are mandated to get to by the end of the first quarter, but we are certainly well on our way to meeting that mandate. So I believe substantive improvement has occurred, and it will continue. The last batch would have hit the ground early last week. There's another 2 trucks to also come in terms of this original order. And we would then be getting pretty close to complement. In addition, it is our intention to add a number of trucks to facilitate proper maintenance of the vehicles, which has always been an outstanding issue because of the limited availability.
Mr. Aling stresses that a proper maintenance schedule is essential to keeping the trucks on the road.
So the idea is that we need to protect the investment that we've made, and we're going to bring in a number that would allow for a scheduled maintenance plan throughout the operating cycle so that we could keep these trucks running a lot smoother than has occurred in the past. I believe the additional will be in the region of between 5 and 8. And as I said, that is to facilitate the implementation of a proper maintenance plan going forward, where we are able to pull trucks out of service, maintain them, not reduce our operating numbers, because we would have trucks that we could put in when we pull those for maintenance. We are working towards not just one collection a week, but 2 collections a week for the entire island, and that should be in place by the beginning of the second quarter of the year.
Chairman of the SSA, Ramon Ali, in the lunchtime edition.
The latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean.
Security and surveillance equipment companies are seeing a surge in the purchase of equipment by both businesses and homes due to concern over crime. When Starcom Network News reached out to security firms, some reported that while there hasn't been an uptick in requests for physical security guards, more individuals are invested in advanced surveillance systems. Director of Star Electronic Security, Mark Martindale, says many customers are opting for real-time security monitoring to feel more secure.
People are coming far for different types of systems, the camera surveillance systems, as well as the traditional security systems which would detect if somebody do break into the house. But camera surveillance systems are in high demand right now, because then you can see who it is that is actually breaking into the property, and depending on where you have them installed, we can actually video monitor the camera systems for you. So if it's a situation where you are coming home late at night, she or he would call us in advance of them coming home and ask us to watch them getting out of the car and walking into the building. It's the same thing with the commercial properties.
The Chief Executive Officer of Security Cameras Barbados, Owen Clark, also notes a growing demand.
The cameras work very well, and all the time cameras are improving. So people are taking them seriously, but also requesting professional finish in the quality and the service. So there's always somebody requesting cameras, or needs to get a camera fixed or a camera upgraded, or is looking for a new system. The cameras deter crime, and then the way we set them up, if an event does occur, then we get usable pictures for the police. That's so people can take action.
Owen Clark of Security Cameras Barbados. Outgoing Trinidad Prime Minister Dr. Keith Rowley has accused his police force of, quote, sleeping on the job, unquote. He made the comments on the floor of Parliament when government passed a motion to extend the state of emergency by 3 months.
Police officers, whose job it is to protect us and to secure us in some districts at night, are so afraid of the criminals that they close the police station door, turn off the light, and be inside there hoping that the criminals don't come at them.
Well, it seems to have been immediately forced to retract that statement.
Now, Dr. Rowley is hitting back at what he says are, quote, overblown criticisms, telling CNC3 News via WhatsApp that his statements were rooted in fact. He adds that he was not criticizing police officers, but was highlighting the brazenness of criminals, and says he has consistently highlighted the bravery of policemen and women who stand between citizens and criminals. But former acting police commissioner Stephen Williams says Dr. Rowley's comments were damaging.
That report from CNC3. And the ceasefire deal in Gaza is already on shaky ground just hours after it was agreed to.
The Israeli Prime Minister has accused Hamas of blackmail. Benjamin Netanyahu says Hamas has reneged on parts of the agreement reached with the mediators and Israel in an effort to extort last-minute concessions. That means the Israeli cabinet will not convene until mediators notify Israel that Hamas has accepted all elements of the agreement. This really is the final hurdle. The Israeli government needs to approve that. The cabinet was supposed to sit this morning, local time. That has now been pushed back this afternoon, so both sides can work out these apparent last-minute issues in this deal.
Our top stories. the Ministry of Transport and Works to outsource more of its services to small contractors after the success of a road cleaning pilot project. The Deputy Prime Minister, Sanchia Bradshaw, expects this to create additional jobs. The Sanitation Service Authority Chairman, Ramon Aling, says they're to add even more new trucks to their fleet as they promise householders improved garbage collection with a target of 2 collections per week by April. Security companies see an increased demand for surveillance services and surveillance equipment from businesses and individuals amidst concern over crime. The outgoing Trinidad Prime Minister accuses his police force of, quote, sleeping on the job, and the Gaza ceasefire deal already looking shaky just hours after it was agreed. The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss The Latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp admin 2246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.